because we're releasing this album on our 10th anniversary, we were looking back to see what embodied the Tesla Quartet's vision and style. We've played a Haydn Quartet in every season since the beginning. So that was really important, that Haydn has always been kind of the foundation of the work we do. And so it was important that we had that on the album. And then the Ravel Quartet, you know, for me personally, has always been one of my favorites. You know, these two neoclassical composers, Ravel and Stravinsky, who are friends themselves and played with each other, played each other's music. This sense that we're making music together as a quartet, and that other composers would also make music together, I think that all just kind of came together, and we can see Ravel looking back to Haydn, and even then, hence the one of the minuets on the album dedicated to Haydn from Ravel, and Stravinsky also looking back with his concertino, seeing what they can do with the genre moving forward into the 20th century.
I mean, at one point in time, Haydn was new music. Now, it's kind of hard for us to wrap our heads around that, considering that he is considered this godfather of the string quartet. And I just wondered if you guys had any thoughts on that and the idea of maybe what it would have been like to discover Haydn as a new music composer.
One of our philosophies in the quartet is that we really try to approach classic music like Haydn with the same sort of freshness and intensity that we would bring to new music. And on the flip side, we would like to be able to approach new music with the same sort of depth of and understanding and love that we have for the classic music like Haydn. So being able to look at a Haydn quartet and try to imagine what it was like to experience anew is definitely part of our process. Thinking this particular moment would have been a surprise or a shock to an audience from Haydn's day, or the idea that one of his musical jokes might have been well understood by the audiences of his day, but maybe is lost over centuries of reinterpreting his music. So we do like to approach the Haydn with a newness and a freshness.
Stravinsky's quartet, even though it almost is 100 years old, it was written in 1920s, definitely sounds extremely new and edgy, and really, for people who might not be as familiar with a string quartet, I think this album is a perfect kind of survey of what quartet can do, starting with Haydn and something that people perhaps might be more accustomed to when they think of classical music. We often hear people say, oh, you know, classical music is very relaxing and very soothing, and I love listening to it while going to bed. But you probably shouldn't listen to Stravinsky before going to bed, because it's really intense, it's primal almost. Stravinsky is famous for his Rite of Spring, which is almost brutal in its energy and striking in harmonies and dissonance. And we were having so much fun actually recording them back to back, pretty much. And we were looking for also using a specific relationship with the microphone, where you could be really close to the microphone and have that visceral feeling of being very close, as if you are just listening, putting your ear right next to the instrument, versus being in a huge concert hall, more of a controlled, kind of more familiar type of situation. I think that's so. What's so great about this album is how different it sounds. You will skip a few tracks to hear the Stravinsky, and it will feel like you're listening to a different album.